Last year, ConocoPhillips announced that it wanted to sell its liquefied natural gas plant on the Kenai Peninsula. The company hasn't yet found a buyer, so it's moving to save expenses by mothballing the facility this fall. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rasha McChesney has more from Juneau.
It's the last piece of infrastructure that ConocoPhillips owns in Cook Inlet, and they're getting closer to shutting it down. The Kenai LNG facility is up against a world market that's awash in natural gas. It's something that ConocoPhillips spokesperson Amy Burnett says is common knowledge.
Most people are fairly aware of the fact that worldwide the price of oil and gas has been low.
Generally, ConocoPhillips is doing well in the oil business in Alaska. The company announced earlier this year a new discovery that could yield up to 100,000 barrels a day in Prudhoe Bay. But it has struggled to make money in the LNG export market.
So over the last few years, more facilities have come online to export LNG. So there are more sources available for the product, which makes competition more difficult.
And the plant has been on hold for a while.
Our last export was actually in the fall of 2015. And since that time, the plant has been in a cold shutdown mode.
But keeping those tanks cold costs money because they have to buy the gas they need to do it. The plan is to let those tanks warm up by leaving them empty. And that means ConocoPhillips will save some money. But it also means that it will take longer and cost more to bring the plant back online. And some people may lose their jobs.
It's too soon to say actually what that's going to look like. There are about 18 ConocoPhillips employees who may be impacted by the change.
That's just over half of the employees currently working at the facility. Larry Persley is an oil and gas advisor for the Kenai Peninsula Borough, where the plant is located. He says that if the company does scale back its operations, it will have an impact beyond the potential loss of jobs.
I guess also a hard reminder to Alaskans that no matter how much we want to sell our oil and gas, if the market doesn't want it, doesn't need it, or isn't willing to pay a price that makes it profitable, we can't sell our oil and gas.
In the last 3 years, prices have tumbled from $15 to $18 per million BTU to just over $5.
You can't buy gas out of Cook Inlet, pay to liquefy it, burn up some of it while you're liquefying it, put in a tanker and deliver it for $5.50 per million BTU and make money. It is a inhospitable market and will be for the near future.
The glut in the global LNG market is a roadblock in the state's efforts to build a pipeline to get Prudhoe Bay's enormous gas reserves to market. And the financial future of that project has been in question for a while. The legislature briefly considered cutting $50 million in funding from the state corporation tasked with developing that project. Mike Chenault is a Republican legislator in the House who represents the area of the Kenai Peninsula where the plant is located. He says they ultimately decided to leave that funding in the budget, in part because the glut won't last forever.
Well, I don't know if that'd ever be viable in the current market, but markets change, and sometimes they change drastically, as we well know, with the price of a barrel of oil or the price of a cubic foot of gas.
Burnett says the company is still negotiating with potential buyers, but she wouldn't say who those buyers were or how those negotiations were going. She says they're confidential. In January, the state's Gasland Corporation disclosed that it was considering the purchase. Any new buyer would need to get a federal export license if it wanted to sell gas to foreign markets. The company's current license expires in February of 2018. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.